USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's completely unacceptable under any moral code or under any religious tradition to injure children.
Congressional Democrats and some Republican voices are rallying together against the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings, especially the practice of separating immigrant children from their parents after they're caught at the border. Senate Democrat Jeff Merkley of Oregon, one of the several congressional Democrats who toured an immigrant detention center near Brownsville, Texas yesterday.
They call it zero tolerance, but a better name for it is zero humanity.
Even First Lady Melania Trump calling for a solution to the policy of separating kids from their parents. A spokeswoman says while she thinks the country needs to follow the law, she also believes the U.S. needs to be a country that governs with heart. This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First lines $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streamed optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Three suspects are tied to a New Jersey arts festival shooting, according to authorities in Mercer County. They say the suspects shot at each other because of a neighborhood beef during the event, but in the process, they injured 22 people. One of the three suspects ended up dead. Two others are hospitalized. At least five people died in a high-speed Border Patrol chase in South Texas, an SUV fleeing Border Patrol agents. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
U.S. Border Patrol agents and sheriff deputies were trying to stop the Chevy Suburban, but the vehicle sped away traveling at 100 miles an hour when the driver lost control and the vehicle rolled over several times. I spoke to reporter Japhany Gray of San Antonio's KSAT TV 12.
Several people were ejected, 14 people total inside of the vehicle, including a driver and a passenger who were both U.S. citizens, and the rest were undocumented immigrants.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Outgoing Republican Congressman Mark Sanford, who lost a GOP primary last week, voicing concern about whether President Trump, in his words, will be held accountable for his actions. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He famously was with his mistress while saying publicly he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Sanford knows the damage his lies did when he was the governor of South Carolina, telling NBC's Meet the Press.
But there were incredible consequences, financially, politically, socially, lost my marriage. I can go down a long list. And so maybe the reason I'm so outspoken on this now is there is no seeming consequence to the president and lies.
His political career was resurrected when he won a House seat in 2013. For a year and a half, though, Sanford has taken to criticizing President Trump, and that cost him in last Tuesday's primary, even though he'd voted with the president's wishes nearly 90% of the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And celebrations in Mexico City after a stunning win over Germany in the World Cup. And they literally shook up the town. Mexico beat the heavily favored German team yesterday, and when they did, earth-shaking celebrations literally broke out in the streets. They were so intense, two of Mexico City's earthquake sensors were triggered. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.